daydreaming about dragons. I've been playing a bunch of Classic Traveler, and this is a bit that's like right on the verge. Like, it could have been Inspiration Goat, and it could have been Tabletop Techniques. I'm going to throw it in Tabletop Techniques, and let's see how it goes. The conventional wisdom, right, about Traveler, the thing everyone always hears about old school Traveler is that you can die during character creation. Oh my goodness. And that is so terrifying. And here is the lesson that playing this old game from the 70s has taught me. And I say old game from the 70s, not to make you feel old, but because I told someone this weekend that I've been gaming since 1986, and one of the gamers at the table audibly gasped. I mean, audibly, like intake of breath. I can't believe you're still here. Audibly gasped. So I'm feeling it. I'm feeling my years here. Yeah, definitely feeling it. What have I learned? What have I learned from this old game is that, to my mind, what this teaches us isn't anything about danger or death or even consequences. It is this simple lesson. Character creation is part of play. The game begins at character creation. That's when it starts. And so I think there's a bunch of lessons to be taken from that, right? If that's where play starts, then what can we extrapolate from that? I think there are a couple things we need to learn. I think there are a couple of lessons that Classic Traveler is teaching us, is telling us right away, the little black box. What is there to learn from that? Here are my thoughts. You ready? If character creation, char gen, as we might say, for character generation, super short, if we just didn't have the time to say that whole mouthful. If character creation is part of play, and I'm saying it is, then it's something we should all do together. When the games are at their best, when I'm going to be getting behind the helm of a long-term thing, and we're not going to use pre-made characters, because pre-made characters is a great way to get started fast. I've done it recently. I've done it this past couple of weeks. It's important. Sometimes you've got to cut corners, just get people right up to the point where they can make some interesting decisions, which is a whole other show. But if you've got the time, if you're thinking this campaign might go for a while, if you think it's got legs, if you want a long-term thing, then you've got to do character. I think you want to do character creation all together. Not only because, you know, there's the possibility of linking these characters together, which is always fun, right? It is also that character creation is where world creation really hits the table. That's where the world that has been created either starts to get created or starts to get to the players. And so that should all be together. That should be a group endeavor. You know, it's not always possible. You know, maybe you don't have time. Maybe a player has to come in and be like, hey, I made a character. You know, I'm on lunch break today and I'm in the game. That's cool. I'm not saying that's not a good thing. I'm just saying that character creation is part of play. And another thing that I've been saying for a long time is that 99% of your problems at the table, unless you're dealing with a broken stair and a malicious bad actor, and even then, the hints that you've got a broken stair at the table are going to come out at character creation. Whenever I haven't had a problem at the table, I look back and I'm like, oh, they told me who they were at character creation. They told me who they were. So you can head off problems at the pass and ask questions and find out more about that character. Not because you want, and you're asking questions, not because you're trying to like uncover badness or find a crime You're asking questions because you're earnestly curious, because character creation is an act of, it's creation. It's in the word. So it's an important part of the process. And what I love about the original Traveler is that there's not a lot of setting in there, right? There's been tens of thousands of pages of setting since that little black book. But if you read interviews with the game's creator, Mark Miller, he still uses that little black box. I love rolling a character out of that, seeing what we learn about the world, about the character, and what does that inspire in us? What do these stats, what does the character creation process inspire about the game? And you don't need much. Now, you can also go in with a full situation. You know, you could be like, hey, it's Galactic War, roll up a character. Earth is fighting off aliens at the border, or whatever it is. Ugh, aliens at the border. Jeez, I hate that. Even I went there. Ugh. Anyway, alien, you know, whatever it is, whatever is the thing that is driving the game, the starting situation, you can have it in there. You can bake it in. There's still room for the GM to make stuff. But the character creation is where you're going to bring the players in on it and let them make their little corner, right? And that's important. Hugely important. You know, your friend makes up an elf, and in your campaign, the civil war between the drow and the elves just happened. The drow just went underground into the Underdark. It's fresh. Those wounds are fresh. It happened 20 years ago. You know, you can say, hey, where did you, did any members of your family go with the drow into the Underdark? Did anyone you care about go under as you're making a character? And they get to kind of think about that. Huh? Yeah, maybe. Maybe my sword teacher went. Maybe the person, you know, maybe my sword tutor. Yeah. The person who taught me how to use the blade. They went under. They went into the tunnels with the spiders. Good stuff. Very good stuff. So, yeah. Classic Traveler, an old game that has taught me new lessons. Really good stuff. I would love to hear about what do you do with character creation? How do you bring the players all together? What's your ritual? Do you have one? I'd love to hear about it. Drop me a line. And now I think it's time for the GOAT, the myth, the legend, the inspiration GOAT. I kind of knew that was coming, inspiration GOAT. I kind of knew it. So this past weekend, we were sitting on the couch and working on projects on our laptops, digital art stuff. And we watched Independence Day. We just put it on as kind of background noise, a comfort movie that we've seen before that we know is kind of vaguely, you know, entertaining. And Will Smith is charming as hell. And Jeff Goldblum is a delightful weirdo. And let's go. And there's something from that I think we can take into our gaming. And of course, as with all these rules, they're not always rules. They don't always fit into every situation. But God bless Independence Day for getting right to it. It just gets to it. We're in the Pentagon in like 5 minutes. And you know, the meteor is changing. It's slowing down. You know, it can't be a meteor. It is just, boom, let's do this. And there is something to that. There's something glorious about that, about just going for it and not messing around. I love it. Love it. You know, sometimes you just got to be a summer blockbuster and just do it.
blow up the White House and the Empire State Building in the first 30 minutes. And yeah, thumbs up. Thumbs definitely up for that, for getting to work, getting to the premise. Aliens are attacking. Let's do it. Loved it. Loved that aspect of it. The movie is a weird movie, and Judd Hirsch is the Jewish dad. It's a strange one, and it's one of my mother's favorites. My mother's movie taste is baffling to me. I never know what she's gonna like, and so. Yeah, Independence Day is one of the least of her baffling choices, along with Kill Bill and Passenger 57. 47? With Wesley Snipes, Always Bet on Black? Yeah, my mother, a 70-something old Jewish lady, loves that movie. I have no idea. I'm not sure I've seen it. Anyway. Getting away from my mom's strange movie taste, that is what I wanted to talk about, is how the movie gets at it right away, doesn't mess around, doesn't give you room to breathe. And not all the times, but sometimes that's the way to go. Sometimes you just got to get at it. Matter of fact, probably most of the time. I've never regretted getting after it and just getting to the premise or telling the players what the premise is so they can make characters that make sense. I've never regretted that. But I have regretted lollygagging around and kind of light footing around the premise. It's something that I did in my college days that was a total mistake. And it was something I had to unlearn, and unlearn quickly. I would spend a whole session of play, 4 to 6 hours of play, just trying to hide shit from my players, hide the cool shit I had made. And it wasn't until years later that I would have when players entered town, I'd have a kid run out and be like, "Oh, are you here to? Are you here to do X, Y, or Z?" "Oh, wow, yeah, I guess we are. If that sounds like a problem, let's go deal with it." So, yeah, Independence Day. What a strange one. Some locals are there. I know Bill Pullman and the woman who plays his wife, who's the president on BSG. Anyway, there are some locals, which is nice. But tell me about times in your game where you got right to it and how it went. Or were there times where you hid the premise and it went really well? Talk about that too. Let me know what's going on. I'd love to hear about your game. And I will have contact info and all that in the outro.
Thank you for listening to Daydreaming About Dragons. If you want to support the show, you can do two things. Here are the main things I'd like you to do. You can contact me and let me know what's going on at your table. Talk about times you got after it. Talk about how you do charge in differently or what your take on it is. I'd love to hear it. My email is judd.karlman@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Did you just run to get your pen? I'll say it again. judd.karlman@gmail.com. Okay. And if that doesn't work, you can just leave a review on your podcast app of choice. That is a huge help. It helps it feeds the mighty algorithm and helps the show. So please leave a review. Let people know what they're getting into when they jump into the show and what they're doing. Okay. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about what you think of the show, a review, a little contact. Drop me a line. All of my info is in the show notes. You can go to the link where I keep my links. You can find out what social media I'm on. I'm on Blue Sky, Mastodon, not so much on the X anymore. not my cup of tea. Maybe. I don't know. I'm still there, but I'm not there there. You know what I mean? Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Let's get another 100 in the books. We're at 101.